We'd like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 18 through 23. Very familiar passage this morning. The Bible reads, "I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fattest calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry." Supporting scripture from the 103rd division of Psalms, the 13th verse, says, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." The Revised Standard Version says, "As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on them that fear him." Based on those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning: a father that loves, forgives, and gives. A father that loves, forgives, and gives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, women. We thank God for our women's choir this morning, paying tribute to all of our fathers and to this household of faith, and just allowing God to use them in such a mighty special way. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. And your neighbor may not know your story. Your neighbor may not know your struggle. Somewhere down on the inside, you can connect with God and say, "Lord, I want to thank you because I know that it had to be you." I'm so thankful to God this morning, for he is God all by himself. And we know that right here in our small community, and the death train has been running, and to a funeral yesterday, a funeral today, a funeral tomorrow. Could have been us. But thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't nobody know like you know. And it's no harm to give your God praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of this running got me tired in my body this morning. I'm tired than I thought that I was. But hallelujah anyhow. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Hallelujah. Your family and when your friends leave you, and the only thing you can do is go and say farewell. But then you can sit there and you acknowledge the fact that it could be you. And do know that our day is going to come. We are living to die. And prayerfully we're going to live so that when we die, we will live again. So that's what it's all about. It's not about this life. It's not about what's going on this side. But it's about trusting and believing that when I get through this journey, I got another journey. Well, hallelujah to the name Jesus. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." You got to worry about it. Everything going to be all right, because I've already gone and prepared a place for you. So don't worry about paying no mortgage. Don't worry about the light bill. Don't worry about whether you got any grocery in the cupboard or not. I'm taking you to a place where you're never going to get hungry. No more doctors, for every leaf, every tree is before the healing of the nation. Won't that be a day? A day when we can recognize just how much God loves us. And as we stand before you this morning, we stand and we talk about our earthly Father, but let us be even more concerned this morning about our Heavenly Father. A Father that loves, a Father who forgives, a Father that gives. And if you are blessed this morning to have an earthly Father that fall into those same categories, you got a lot to be thankful for this morning. I thank God for His grace and mercy and for allowing us to fellowship on this special day, a day that we celebrate Father's Day, a day of paying tribute, a day of giving honor to every man that is a father. And you know, even on today, we recognize, we give honor, we give tribute, we have all of the love and adoration for that father that is a good father. But on the same note, we reflect and we remember every man that has fathered a child, but fail in handling the responsibilities of fatherhood. We all know that we have a lot of what we call deadbeat dads. Those ones that help get the child into the world, but the nowadays term is sperm donor. All you did was half the part. After the child got here, you didn't even try to have a relationship with the child. They don't give the child no money. They don't buy the child no clothes. They don't have any idea of the necessities that the child had. And sadly, and even worse of all, there's no love or compassion even given out to their children. That's sad. The sad thing is that it's been going on from generation to generation, year after year. And we have so many that have the audacity to have their chest stuck out, run their mouth like they're doing something. And never they find or look on Facebook and see that the child is doing great things, then they want to talk about, that's my child. Somebody ought to smack them in the mouth. Leave these little babies running around and the mama got to do everything. And if it wasn't for the help that mama got, where would your child be? It's a sad thing that a boy can help make a baby, but when the boy don't do his responsibilities, that's all he's done was help make a baby. But now you can take another boy that, he was a young boy and he helped make the baby, but he handled his business like a man ought to handle his business. And that boy soon becomes a man. A father that we can say thank you to, a father that we can look up to, a father that we can know that he's going to be right there. Another thing, another point that I'd like to make about this thing is that there are times when every man might go through some rough times, and every man may not have a good job. Every man may be putting their pennies together, and he may not have a lot of money. He may not have material things to give that child, but at least you can give that child your time and your love, and you can develop a bond and a relationship with your child. It's not always about the money. It's not always about what you got to give, because if you got love to give, that's the greatest gift of all. Isn't it good to know that you've been loved by your father? But it's a sad thing that we got children walking around that some of them hadn't ever seen their father's face. The man downtown track them down and try to get a little what they call child support. Most of them on the minimum standard. They don't have to give about $25, $30. They don't even give that. What you going to do with $30? You can't hardly buy one meal for $30 now. It's Father's Day. So I got to tell it like it is. I thank God that we got some good fathers. I thank God that we got some men that have labored. I thank God that we got some men that denied themselves so their father would have bread to eat and have clothes on their backs. But then there's a flip side. We got fathers that got gold hanging around their neck and earrings in their ears and a pocket full of money and still won't give their child a dime. We got to break the curse. We got to teach our young boys how to be real men. We got to let them know that it's more than just sex. It's time to handle your responsibilities. Got to let our little girls know that everybody look in your face smiling, they don't mean you no good. Then you got to understand that just because you think you know everything, two and two, we'll bring some home to you. It's time out for acting like everything is going to be all right. But it's time for us to realize that we need to share our love. We need to be the men that God created us to be. A father need to be a man that not only will he take care of the household, but a father ought to know something about the Lord. You see, in times of old, before we had all the church houses, then in order for your children to know who God is, the father had to read the Bible for himself. Father had to sit the child down and tell him, I want to tell you how to pray. I want to share with you the Lord's Prayer. See, all we think about now is we need to have that conversation about the birds and the bees, and that hadn't helped nobody. First thing you need to do is sit down and have a conversation about who God is. Let that child know that the Lord God will make a way. No sense in feeling ashamed because you don't have a lot of materialistic things. But don't you know you can be respected just because you are the man that God created you to be? Now, we have a lot of women that don't appreciate a good man. We got a lot of women that even though the man might try to give you some support and try to do for the child, you would still try to cloud that child's vision because you don't like the man no more. You don't want the child to like the man. What I tell young men is that you create your own bond with your child. And I don't care what that woman say, if you got a bond and that child know that you loves him or her, can't nobody change that. Yeah. Running through the door with a whole lot of gifts ain't about nothing. But if you can open up your heart and give that child some love, she can say you're no good, but somewhere down on the inside of that child, if you hug that child, if you talk to that child know that I know what mama said, I'm not going to go against her, but I'm going to still love my daddy. And I'm through with that. If you are blessed this morning to be able to say that your father is still counted amongst the living, you got a whole lot to be thankful for. If your relationship is not what it should be, and that man is still walking upon the earth, then you have another chance to make it right. Many of us that only have the memories to cherish, and if things was not right when they died, you can't fix it. There's a voidness there, that emptiness there, that there's a mixed feelings there, and that loving relationship that you could have had with your father never shall be. There are those of us, in the world today that thank God that we had a father, because if not, you wouldn't be here. But on the same token, you want to have a relationship with him in a way that you would know that whenever I grow up, you know, your father ought to be an example. You ought not necessarily want to be just like your daddy, but you ought to have some characteristics somewhat similar to who your daddy is. You ought to be able to say that I know that I'm going to do the best I can while I have a chance. Now, one thing is for certain is that no father is perfect. Now, we have some that were firm, some that were stern, and some that we might even say were mean. Some of us don't like to be chastised. Some of us don't like to be put in our place. But a good father won't allow you to do anything that you want to do. A good father would take that switch out or take that bet out and go on that behind and let you know that I'm running this show. You're not my boss. I'm your boss. A good father would realize and see that child hurting or see that child with sadness in their eyes and will have compassion down on the inside and want to know what's going on with you. You got love down on the inside. You don't have to know the whole story. You should just look at your child and know that something is just not right. It's a sad thing when we can't have compassion for our very own. We got to know that God is able to help us to make a way this morning. And one thing about a father is that he always try to make his children happy. You got to learn that there are things that you may not be able to do. But those things that God have allowed you to be able to do, you ought to do those things while you can. A father ought to be somebody that you are able to approach. You know how it is that there's some men that they think that they got respect, but they put fear into their children. And there's a big difference in being scared of your daddy and then having respect for your daddy. You don't want to provoke your children to a place to where they're so afraid of you that when they see you coming, they freeze up. You ought to be approachable. You ought to be one that that child can come to. And we talked about last week that we ought to be able to ask God for anything. And anything we ask God for, no matter what it is, we ought to be able to ask. But how many of you know that we got some fathers that you're afraid to approach? We ought to be able to go to our father and ask our father for the things that we need, for the things that we want, whether we get it or not. We ought to still have the faith in our fathers and the hope that if I ask my daddy, everything is going to be all right. Now, we got some children that are so blessed that they know it's theirs for the asking. All I got to do is mama say, no, if I ask my daddy, daddy going to bring everything right to front. My daddy will do what nobody else can do. My daddy, it will always be right there. Isn't it good to be able to brag about your daddy? Anybody in here able? Say, I got a good daddy. I had a good daddy. I had a daddy that I could depend on. I had a daddy that was always right there. And thing about it, daddy might be dead and gone, but I remember what my daddy told me. I remember my daddy going down on bending knees. I remember my daddy pulling the family together. I remember my daddy taking care of the family and making sure no hurt, harm, or danger came to the household. You ought to be glad to have a good daddy this morning. And if you don't have a good daddy, I want to let you know you got a good daddy. Because my Bible tells me that God would be a father for the fatherless. Nobody know like you know. Nothing is worse than seeing your child hurt. When your child is asking for something, it hurts you when you are not able to give that child what they need. Matthew tells us in 7 and 11, if we then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto our children, how much more say your Father which in heaven give good things to them that ask him. So if our earthly fathers are able to give good gifts, being that they are caught up in the fleshly nature and the Bible declares that they are even evil, then God gives us these words of encouragement, how to pray and how to ask God for the things that we need. I wonder, have you taught your child how to pray for you? Because a child need to pray, Lord, bless my daddy. Lord, help my daddy be the man that he wants me to be. Lord, if I want that computer, Lord, give my daddy a little extra money. You got to do your part. When I read here that God is saying through the words of Jesus, if we then being evil know how to give good gifts. So in other words, if the earthly man know how to give good gifts and he's caught up in that fleshy skin of his, how much more do you think that your Father that sits in glory? How much more do you think that he'll take care of you? He'll give you everything that you need. He is the giver of good gifts. He is the giver of all of our love. When we talk this morning about the mere fact that a father that loves, I'm so glad to know that I got a father this morning. And my father loves us so much that the Bible declared, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So despite who you are or what your father is, your heavenly father knows everything there is to know about you. He is a God of pity. He is a God of compassion. Our supporting text in the book of the 103rd division of Psalms said, like as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord have compassion on them that fear him. So I serve a God this morning that is a loving God. I serve a God that serves as my father. And I thank God for having a father that loves me. I thank God that not only the Father in heaven, but I had an earthly father that loved me. Didn't give me all the things that I needed along in life. But I thank God we lived long enough to one day he came to the door and said, son, I just want to tell you that I love you. I thank God for letting me live long enough to see my daddy get off of the bottle and begin to trust the power of a loving God. See, my daddy wasn't always a good daddy, but one day God changed his life. So I'm so glad to say this morning that I'm glad that I had a father that had the heart to come and see about me. And I want to let you know this morning that if you got a father that sits high and he looks down low, father may not be everything that you want him to be, but if he's a father that loves you, he ought to be a father that will forgive you. And if a father will forgive you, he will give you the best gifts. The best gift I have is the gift of love. I just stopped by to tell somebody about a man that had two sons. And of these two sons, the youngest son wanted all of his inheritance. Oh, you know the story. It's called the prodigal son. You know how it is when sometimes you get all grown. You think you got all of the answers. He wanted everything that his father had to give him. But he found that when he got all the money in his hand, you see, easy money go right foot fast and in a hurry. Found out that he lost everything that he had. But he realized on one day, because I've been living a righteous life, because I've been doing the wrong thing, I've lost all of my daddy's money. I've lost everything that my daddy gave me. But when I look at where I am right now, I'm going to go down on bended knees. For the Bible said when he came to himself, he went down on bended knees. He said, I'm going to rise and go to my father. I'm going to tell my father I sinned against heaven and I sinned against thee. Oh, daddy, I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. But I thank God for a loving father. I thank God for a forgiving father. For the Bible declared when the son didn't have anything to eat, he almost sat down and ate with the hogs. But I thank my God that something came to his mind. If I could go back to my father. My father got everything that I need. He got a bed for me to lay my head on. He got food enough for to spare. But my daddy even got servants in the house. And they got more than I got right now. So I'm going to go back to my father. I'm going to tell my father that I'm sorry. I sinned against heaven and against thee. And I want to let you know on his way back. The Bible said that his daddy saw him coming down the road. He didn't wait until his son got down there. But he ran up and threw his arms around his son. Said, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to see my son on his way back home. He put his arms around his neck. The Bible said that he kissed him on the neck. Let him know, son, I love you. I forgive you for all the wrong that you've done. Anybody glad this morning that you got a father with open arms? A father that will see you unto yourself. A father that will look over your fault. A father that will bless your every need. I'm reminded of the story where he said, go and get my son the best robe that you can find. Put a ring on his hand. Go and kill the fatted calf. It's time to have a party. Cause my son that was lost, my son that was dead, my son that was hard-headed, my son that came to himself, and my son is on his way back home. I'm so glad this morning that I got a father. I got a father. You got a father that loves you. A father that will forgive you. A father that will give you everything. For my Bible declares, he will give you all things. There's nothing that the Lord will not do. For I will supply every need according to his riches in glory. I'm so glad to share on this Father's Day that God will be your father. God will bless your earthly father. God will make a way out of no way. And can't nobody do you like the power of a loving God. Is there anybody in the house glad that you got a father? A father that sits high. A father that cares about you. A father that loves you on the inside. If the Lord God will bless his children, he's going to bless you right now. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God has blessed us with men in the midst of us. That even when your father is no good, he can put somebody else in your life that'll show you how to be a loving father. That'll be that man that God created and let you know that all men has not gone to the dogs. There's some good fathers out there. There's some fathers that are doing the best that they know how to do. Then there's some that are struggling. But if they still got breath in their bodies, the Bible declares a living dog is better than a dead lion. So there's still hope. Don't give up on your father. The Bible declares, and I'm finished, that we should give our fathers honor. Honor thy father and thy mother, that our days might be long upon this earth. You see, the good thing is that if you stay in your place and you have the respect that God wants you to have, just because somebody might say that your dad is no good, don't disrespect your father because you're going against the word of God. But you give that father love, you give them patience, and you continue to respect them. And if you pray for them, God can turn
those things around. It's good to be able to say this morning that I have a Father who cares. I'm so glad that God is true to his word. For when the Bible declared that he would be a father for the fatherless, before my daddy got his act together, God gave me fathers through my uncles that was there, that did the things that I needed to have done. All of them has passed on now. But I'm so thankful that God had somebody that would stand in the gap and do the things that needed to be done. For those of us that have grown up or grew up here in this church household of faith, God gave us some fathers that had children, but they still treated us like their very own. You can say what you want to about Fowles Chapel, but we had some good men that come through this house. And they've shown us how to be real men, to do the best that we can. And we say to every one of them this morning, thank you. Some of them has passed on. And I can't help but reflect back on my father in ministry. Dr. Betts was just like my earthly father. We had a bond and a connection that goes beyond measure. When we think about the community man that he was, he left a legacy here that I thought that I never would follow, but I could not stray away, because those were the things that he instilled in us. It's not about what we do in here, but what you're going to do when you get on the outside. On this great Father's Day, and I'm finished, we just want to let you know that a real father, he loves, he forgives, and he gives.